I'm Amy Eddings, and it's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. Earnings season continues this week, with McDonald's among the companies reporting today. The burger people say fourth quarter earnings rose more than 2% to $24 billion. That's pretty decent, considering rough weather in North America and Europe in December kept diners at home and hurt sales. The world's largest hamburger chain says it may have to raise its prices this year because food costs have increased. Tech stocks rose after Intel increased its dividend and said it will add $10 billion to its stock buyback plan. The Dow rose 109 points, ending at 11,981. The NASDAQ added 28 points, settling at 2,718. And the S&P 500 ended the day at 1,291 after rising 7 points. The rivalry between Boston and New York City isn't limited to their Major League Baseball teams. Both cities are vying for second place behind Silicon Valley in venture capital funding. New data released by Dow Jones shows that for the first time, New York City companies won more venture capital deals than Boston companies in 2010. However, Boston pulled in more money. The two cities were still seriously trounced by the San Francisco Bay Area, where companies received more than double the amount of venture capital that companies in Boston and New York received combined. It's Monday. Time to get a look at the week ahead in business with WNYC's business editor, Charlie Herman. Charlie, more corporate earnings this week, huh?
We'll see some more earnings this week, but I think the bigger news is going to be the president giving his State of the Union address tomorrow night. We're expecting him to talk a lot about American competitiveness, about creating jobs, about finding new ways to be innovative and really try and keep the U.S. economy going. I call it Sputnik 2.0. And also he's going to talk about trying to reduce the debt and find ways to do that. Then later this week, we have the World Economic Forum in Davos. That is this huge schmooze fest with, you know, several thousand global leaders, political leaders, business leaders talking a lot about the future of the global economy. We have a lot of economic figures as well, including the Federal Reserve is meeting this week to discuss interest rates. We'll get the fourth quarter GDP for the end of the year. And we may even get the report from the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. This is the group charged with investigating what were the causes of the financial crisis. Their report could be coming out this Friday.
WNYC's business editor, Charlie Herman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Economists taking the pulse of the U.S. economy say the patient is getting stronger. A new survey by the National Association for Business Economics suggests there's optimism about overall economic growth, the demand for goods and services, and even the job market. With us now is Ken Simonson, chief economist with the Associated General Contractors of America and an author of this survey. Welcome to the 411, Ken.
I appreciate the chance to discuss this.
This report surveys more than 80 economists from private companies and industry groups. What's making them optimistic?
Well, as you know, the economy has actually expanded for six straight quarters as measured by real gross domestic product. That's econo-speak for the value of all goods and services produced in the economy net of inflation. This survey shows that in the companies that answered the survey, profits and sales expanded for the sixth straight quarter, and that's clearly made companies more optimistic about the year ahead.
One of the questions you asked respondents was what they made of President Obama's recent compromise with congressional Republicans. You know, the deal that extended tax cuts for the wealthy while also extending unemployment benefits. And more than half of the respondents said they believe this will be good for their company's sales. How so?
Well, both the extension of unemployment benefits and the tax cuts leave more money in consumers' pockets, and so that's likely to be spent to a large extent. So that should help corporate sales. However, it's interesting, the companies generally did not think that the tax package would make a difference for their investment spending or their employment. That suggests to me, though we didn't ask directly, that the companies think that this will be kind of a one-shot effect, that if you give people money in the form of extended benefits or a one-year tax cut on their payroll taxes, for instance, yeah, it's going to help sales at that point, but it's not enough to encourage the companies to increase their investment spending or their hiring. However, separately, the companies already are expecting to do that.
Do what? More hiring?
More hiring and more investment spending. In fact, we had six times as many firms say that they expect to increase hiring as to decrease it in the next 6 months. And that's the most favorable hire to layoff ratio we've had in the 12 years we've asked that question.
Ken Simonson is chief economist with the Associated General Contractors of America. He's an author of an industry survey published by the National Association for Business Economics. Thanks for joining us on the 411.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Amy.
And this last bit of business news, Google has awarded $100 million worth of equity to Eric Schmidt, who is stepping aside as CEO but will stay with the company as executive chairman. Google said in a regulatory filing today the stock and stock options will be granted on February 2nd and will vest over 4 years. Analysts say the magnitude of the award is unusual for an executive who is transitioning out of the CEO role and may even be unusual for sitting CEOs. This is WNYC.